Life is unpredictable, and many times, things don't go as planned. Worrying about the unknown can drain our energy and steal our joy. In our fast-paced and often uncertain world, it's easy to get caught up in worries and anxieties. However, as we go through this life, we can find solace and strength in God Almighty. My dear friends, today, join us as we Spirituality Hub walk you through the practical life lessons and biblical wisdom to understand why we should stop worrying and look up to God for guidance and comfort. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end, believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Have you ever noticed that despite careful planning, things don't always unfold as you expect? The job you were certain you'd get goes to someone else, the relationship you thought was forever ends, or health issues arise unexpectedly. Life is full of uncertainties, and our attempts to control the future often lead to anxiety. The practical lesson here is that by dwelling on what we can't control, we waste valuable energy and time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3 verse 5. As we navigate these uncertainties, we can turn to Proverbs 3 verse 5 for guidance. It encourages us to trust in God wholeheartedly, acknowledging that we may not always understand His plan, but we can have faith that He has our best interests at heart. Letting go of our need to control and putting our trust in Him can bring a sense of calm in the midst of life's storms. Number 1. Count your blessings. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but when we shift our perspective and appreciate what we have, we can find contentment. In our consumer-driven world, we are bombarded with messages that tell us we need more, more possessions, more status, more success. This constant longing for more can lead to discontent and anxiety. The practical lesson here is that true contentment often comes not from acquiring more, but from appreciating what we already have. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to worry. When we focus on giving thanks for the blessings we have, no matter how small, our worries begin to lose their grip. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18, we are reminded of God's will for us, to give thanks in all circumstances. This practice not only aligns us with His plan, but also fosters contentment and peace. Number 2. Release control. Trying to control every aspect of our lives can lead to exhaustion and frustration. Have you ever found yourself trying to micromanage every aspect of your life? It's an exhausting endeavor. The practical lesson here is that our need for control can become a heavy burden. Trying to control every detail is a recipe for anxiety, as life has a way of throwing unexpected challenges our way. Be still, and know that I am God. Psalm 46 verse 10. Psalm 46 verse 10 encourages us to be still in the knowledge of God. It reminds us that there is a limit to what we can control, and that it's in surrendering to God's plan that we find peace. By recognizing our limitations and allowing God to take the lead, we release the heavy burden of control and find solace in His guidance. Number 3. Seek support. We're not meant to face life's challenges alone. Sharing our worries with others can provide much-needed relief. In times of trouble, do you tend to bottle up your worries, thinking you have to bear them on your own? The practical lesson here is that we're not designed to go through life's challenges in isolation. Sharing our burdens and worries with trusted friends, family, and a supportive community can provide significant relief. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6 verse 2. Galatians 6 verse 2 reminds us of the power of community and how we are called to help each other bear our burdens. It is through the support and care of others that we often find strength to overcome our worries. Being vulnerable and seeking assistance is not a sign of weakness, rather, it's an act of humility and a fulfillment of the law of Christ. Number 4. Stay in prayer. Regularly taking time for reflection and meditation can help us find inner peace. In the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to neglect the quiet moments of reflection and meditation that can help center our minds and hearts. The practical lesson here is that by carving out time for prayer and spiritual connection, we can find the inner peace we often long for. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4 verse 6. Philippians 4 verse 6 reminds us of the power of prayer in alleviating anxiety. It invites us to bring our concerns to God through prayer, with a heart of thanksgiving. By doing so, we open ourselves to His guidance and comfort, finding strength in our connection with Him. Number 5. Learn from past experiences. Our past experiences can provide valuable lessons for the present and future. Have you ever faced a seemingly insurmountable challenge, only to emerge from it stronger and wiser? The practical lesson here is that our past experiences, both triumphs and trials, are valuable sources of wisdom that can guide us through current worries. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4 verse 13. Philippians 4 verse 13 is a reminder of the strength we can find in Christ. Reflecting on our past experiences where His strength carried us through can reinforce our faith and remind us of our resilience. When we remember that we've overcome difficulties before, it becomes easier to let go of current worries. Number 6. Embrace hope. Even in the darkest times, holding on to hope can keep us going. Life can throw us into dark and challenging situations, where despair seems to be the only option. The practical lesson here is that even in the bleakest moments, hope can be a powerful motivator, keeping us moving forward. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15 verse 13. Romans 15 verse 13 speaks of the God of hope filling us with joy and peace as we trust in Him. When we anchor our trust in God, even in difficult times, we can experience a deep, abiding hope that transcends circumstances. This hope, fueled by the power of the Holy Spirit, can sustain us through life's trials. Number 7. Let go of guilt. Carrying the weight of past mistakes can be a heavy burden. Have you ever found yourself haunted by past mistakes, feeling burdened by guilt? The practical lesson here is that dwelling on past wrongs can prevent us from moving forward and finding peace. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 verse 9. 1 John 1 verse 9 offers the assurance of God's forgiveness. It tells us that when we confess our sins and seek His forgiveness, we can release the guilt and shame that weigh us down. Letting go of guilt is a transformative step toward finding peace and healing. Number 8. Prioritize faith over fear. Fear can be paralyzing, preventing us from taking positive steps forward. Fear can be a powerful force, stopping us from pursuing our dreams or taking necessary steps to improve our lives. The practical lesson here is that faith should always triumph over fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us that fear does not come from God. Instead, God empowers us with a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. When we choose faith over fear, we tap into the strength and clarity of mind that God provides, enabling us to face challenges with courage. Number 9. Walk by faith, not by sight. Our perception of reality is limited, and sometimes we need to trust what we can't see. In our data-driven world, we often rely on concrete evidence and visible proof. The practical lesson here is that sometimes our faith needs to transcend what we can see with our eyes. For we live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7 teaches us that living by faith is fundamental to our Christian journey. Just as we have faith in the air we breathe, which we cannot see, we can have faith in God's presence and love, even when we can't see Him directly. This faith enables us to transcend our worries and uncertainties. These practical life lessons and biblical wisdom into our daily lives, we can find the strength to let go of worry and trust in God. He is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in times of trouble. Through faith, we can find the peace that surpasses all understanding and live a life free from the burden of worry. So, let go of your worries, look up to God, and let Him guide your path to a more fulfilling and purposeful life. As you embrace these practical lessons and draw upon the wisdom of the Bible, you'll discover a deep and abiding peace that transcends life's challenges, helping you to live a life filled with hope, gratitude, and trust in God's loving plan. Mark 11:24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and cohorts have plotted against me, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.